Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Jack Blood filling in for Alex Jones. Also, Erskine from Erskine Overnight will be here for the entire 3 hours today, the remaining 2 hours, and we'll be taking your calls here very shortly. Erskine, do we have you hooked back up, buddy?
Yes. Good to be on with you.
There's a couple of stories I wanted to cover before we go back to the phones, and anything that you want to throw in, obviously, we'll get that on the table as well. We had spoke earlier of Chertoff warning of nuclear terror. Homeland Security Secretary sees WMD threat as a major concern. That sounds a little bit familiar. Issuing yet the latest warning of the threat of nuclear terrorism in the U.S., Homeland Security Secretary Comrade Michael Chertoff said, "There are far worse security problems facing the country than bombings of mass transit systems." In comments during a visit to Lawrence Livermore Laboratory in California this week, Chertoff said, "Foremost concern for the nation's security now is the threat of a larger chemical, biological, and nuclear attack." Chertoff joins the growing list of public officials, including President Bush, Vice President Dick Cheney, and Chertoff's predecessor at Homeland Security, Tom Ridge, who have strongly hinted that nuclear terrorism has moved center stage as the number one security threat facing the United States. Now, of course, they don't have any real evidence of this. They cannot name any sources for this. It reminds me very much of what happened leading up to the war in Iraq. Last month, WorldNet Daily and its sister publication, Joseph Ferris G2 Bulletin, disinformation, reported increasing evidence suggesting Al-Qaeda not only has nuclear weapons in its arsenal, but has smuggled them into the U.S. along with thousands of sleeper operatives. Referring to the London bombings, Chertoff said, "We can't let what happened 2-3 weeks ago beguile our concerns of what could happen in the future. Technology that the Livermore Lab and other public-private groups are developing could help make the country safer," Chertoff said. The secretary has shown that the lab has done to provide more portable ways to detect nuclear, biological, and chemical devices that the terrorists could use. Now, I don't know how that's going to protect us if and when the terrorists decide to unleash a nuclear war here on the United States, but again, just like all of the other articles exactly like this, talking about exactly the same thing, we never hear any sources for this. We never hear any real evidence that this is actually happening. These are always unnamed sources, and of course, I think we could write this off as pure propaganda. I don't know about you, Erskine. I mean, I'm not afraid that the terrorists are going to bomb me. I'm more afraid that Chertoff might bomb me.
Well, it seems to me that the country's being led by the producers of the fear factor, because they keep ratcheting it up, and I love the color codes. That was so colorful. I just love those color codes. Well, I mean, get real. This is absolutely ridiculous. You've got the director of Homeland Security, who is a dual national. I've got problems with that. And yet the Congress voted for him 98-0 in the Senate. He's a dual national. He's an Israeli citizen. We've got a number of people like Mr. Pollard who are spying for Israel, and this man is an Israeli citizen and a U.S. citizen, putting in charge of our national security, our homeland security, a dual citizen. I've got a real problem with that. I don't know about you. Yeah. What do you think?
Well, meanwhile, AP News is reporting Israel threatens massive ground operation. Israel will launch a massive ground operation if Palestinian militants fire on Israeli soldiers and settlers during the next month's Gaza pullout. In such a scenario, the evacuation of settlers would be halted, and Israeli forces will move in. Big, big things happening in the Middle East. A lot of this they're not telling us about. Of course, even the Israeli citizens themselves being threatened with detention if they get in the way of this quote-unquote pullout. We'll come right back and go right to your calls after this. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood. Erskine also with us. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Stay tuned.
Hey, folks. Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns on the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Erskine of Erskine Overnight. Two of us sitting in. It's two per day because it takes two to sit in and fill the shoes of the great Alex Jones, who is away making another fabulous video in London, in the belly of the beast, where the terror central is today. And we're talking also with Jack Blood, Deadline Live, heard about an hour, about 2 hours from now, over most of these same stations. Jack Blood and Deadline Live, and Erskine of Erskine Overnight. This weekend, last weekend, we talked about mind control, and mind control means fear and then repeating whatever you want to get across. They use fear and then repeat whatever they want to get across. Now, one of the things that we wanted to do is go immediately to some of the callers. Clayton, thank you for holding on. You've got a question for Jack Blood, myself, or a comment you'd like to make.
Yes, in regards to the bombings of London, both bombings, have you gentlemen noticed how the number 7 pops out? I mean, the first attack was July 7th, that's double 7.
Yeah.
Exactly 2 weeks later, on July 21st, the second attempted bombing takes place. 21 is 3 sevens plus July, that's 4 sevens. So you had 2 sevens and 4 sevens. I was watching a CBS Evening News report last night from London, and behind this reporter was a bus, and the bus had the number 7 on it. Now, of course, we know that the Madrid bombings happened on March 11, 2004, exactly 911 days after 9/11. So this numbers game keeps on popping up, and that to me is the major clue that the New World Order folks are behind it, because they are really big on this number stuff.
Oh, they're big on the occult symbolism of numerology. Absolutely, there's no question about it. And you know, you look at one time, you say, "Well, maybe," but when it keeps popping up, then you have to say, "Can things be that random and that coincidental, or are you trying to make it into something?" I always wonder. It's like reading a horoscope. You read it and, well, doggone, it fit me perfect. Well, it fits 98% of the people perfect. Are we trying to create something, or is it there? In this case, Clayton, I think it's there.
Yes, it is. And I don't really think they're trying to hide it. As a matter of fact, I think they're trying to put it out there for the people like them around the world who understand the numerology. And you know what was really interesting is that on July 21st, that afternoon after the attempted bombing, the U.S. House of Representatives voted yes to reauthorize the Patriot Act.
That's true. And that's probably the that. And, of course, we're going to talk about CAFTA here in the sometime in this hour, hopefully, or if not the final hour of today's program. But these are the real issues. You know, whether or not Karl Rove is guilty of treason, whether or not the bombings were done by Osama bin Laden himself or Zakawi or Oswald or any of this really has no bearing on what's really going on in the world. What's really going on here is that they've not only just reinstituted the Patriot Act, but they've actually beefed it up and shot it full of steroids. And CAFTA just passed, which again we're going to talk about, with an illegal vote in the House. So that's what they're trying to cover up. And, of course, we've got the poll numbers way down for both Bush and Blair. Yes, they were reelected because they engineered the elections, in my opinion. But, you know, poll numbers dropping, people demanding that troops get out of Iraq. And, of course, now part of the Sunday news cycle is if we pull the troops out of Iraq, there will certainly be civil war, which is probably what they wanted all along.
Well, one of the things that Clayton was mentioning is that they're making no bones to bones, like as in skull and bones, to hide what they are. If you looked at the pictures, and especially I get a lot of friends of mine who are born-again Christians, and God bless you, you're doing what you think is right, but pay attention. Don't go in with the blinders on, because when you're watching Bush at his inauguration, Mr. George W. Bush, he and his entire family are giving the sign of Satan. They are sending signals to their minions. We're in control. We're in control. As you pointed out last Friday during the CAFTA vote, here's Bush leaving, flipping the bird. They are just absolutely telling people by these hand gestures, by the numerology that you're seeing, who is in control, that these people are, let's use the word, satanic.
Clayton, there's two books I'd recommend to you and the listeners. One is Eric Reinbolt's Revelation 9/11, which is for free on the Internet. If you go to my forum, you can locate that. My website has it, jackblood.com. It's a free download, Revelation 9/11, which ties in all of the numerological coincidences to 9/11. The other book is Bohemian Grove by Mike Hansen. As you know, Mike snuck into Bohemian Grove with Alex Jones. They filmed that great documentary. He wrote a book, and the entire, I think, last 10 pages is all the tie-ins and coincidences where 9/11 is being used to, as I think, really leave a calling card. Clayton, you hit the nose on the head on the how do I say that? You hit the nail on the head, ultimately, and you're right, man. They're trying to tell us what they're doing because these people are egomaniacs. They're proud to brag about this kind of a thing, and they want to tell each other, hey, I did this.
Right. They're leaving their calling card. And they're people who understand how it works. And, of course, they know that there are people among us who understand their numerology and how it works. So they're sending their message to them and to us. The people that don't get it are the 90% in the middle who are clueless.
Right, absolutely. But they're advertising it. They're saying, we're in control. Satan's in control. This is satanic. You look at the occult forces. Look at what you've got at Bohemian Grove in the great Alex Jones videos, and it's in the new one, Clayton, that you need to get, Martial Law 9/11, Rise of the Police State, because he's got scenes in there and clips about Bohemian Grove for those who aren't aware of it. Clayton, thank you. Great call, Clayton. Really appreciate it. Let's go to Terry in Oklahoma. Hi, Terry.
Terry's not with us. We're going to go to Reuben in Ohio.
Reuben in Ohio. Yes, Reuben.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Fine. And yourself, Reuben?
Super fantastic. Hey, Jack, this is kind of a strange question. Can I ask you your birthday?
No.
Can I get your age?
I'm 41.
41. It's just because I'm so fascinated because Alex is so young, and his sidekick, Paul Joseph Watson, is only 23. It just blows my mind that people so young could be so awake. But
Dylan Avery made Loose Change. He's 21 years old as well. Great new documentary film about 9/11.
I seen it on PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm a subscriber.
Very good.
I would just like to add to the last comment. 7-7 was a 2005. 2 plus 5 also adds up to 7.
That's right.
The Satanist Aleister Crowley, his address wherever he lived was 777.
Good point. He wrote a book called 777 as well.
And also, listen to this. Okay, 311 was 911 days after 9/11. But how many people know that in the Zodiac, March 11th is exactly 180 degrees apart from September the 11th? If you were to look at a clock, one would be at the 12th position and the other would be at the 6th. I'm not sure what the significance is, but I'm sure it's there. And in addition to that, the Lone Gunman episode that aired with the remote control planes flying into the towers, that aired in March of 2001, 6 months prior to September 11th. And then I just want to ask, does anybody know who's at Bohemian Grove this year? I know Bush has taken a month-long vacation. And, Jack, do you have a shortwave channel I can listen to you on?
I do not have shortwave, just too expensive. We haven't gotten the list yet. It's very difficult to get our hands on who's attending Bohemian Grove cremation of care ceremony every year. What we really have to do is just watch who goes in and then record it. Just a lot of times, you know, we can only use supposition to figure out who's going and when. But ultimately, we always find out who was there. Thanks for the call, Ruben. I want to ask you, Erskine, I mean, we're talking now about numerology the last couple of calls, and while I think that that factors in, I wonder, you know, how good a news that is. In other words, are we able to use this to, you know, get through and plant seeds and wake people up, or is it something that will put us in the tinfoil hat region?
I think when you're talking about the numerology, I think it's time that the people who are considered to be the fundamentalist Christians who have been a backbone of Bush need to see that this man is symbolizing and sending symbols, that the New World Order is sending symbols of being satanic, and if you're not standing up against it, then you are a part of it. You've got to stand up against it. You've got to get the videos. You've got to say, look, this is what's going on. We've got to speak out against it. You can't have this largest segment silent or absolutely or even acquiescing to what's going on. You just can't have it. So these people have to be looking at it, and they have to know these people are telling you they're satanic. And if you aren't standing up and saying something, then you are giving your support.
I mean, we played that clip earlier. It's stunning news. It's extremely documented. It's great evidence to get out there and tell people that there's such a thing as state-sponsored terrorism, point them in the right direction of where all the terrorism comes from. I mean, this is news. As much as I'm interested in numerology, Erskine, I have to tell you, it just doesn't open up the rabbit hole for me as much as I think we need.
So right. Now
it's a great piece to the puzzle, but again, I just like people to be careful because here we have all of this evidence, things we can prove, and I just really want to remind people to try to put that on the front as the main course on your table.
Now, the other interesting thing that I thought that Ruben was talking about was the proliferation of young people, how we need to get them involved,
right.
How Paul Joseph Watson, how Alex, how so many people are younger. And I had an author on, her name's Claire Wolfe, W-O-L-F-E, and she wrote a book called Out of the Gray Zone. Out of the Gray Zone is an exit strategy to freedom. It isn't simple, it isn't easy, but it's necessary for the human spirit to be free. And this is called Out of the Gray Zone. Highly recommended to any kids who are listening, to any parents, to give to your teenagers, because it isn't a dogmatic book. It's just a very good book, but it's going to awaken your desire for freedom. You've got to understand what freedom is. It looks like we're going to break right now, and we'll be right back with your calls at 800-259-9231. Erskine of Erskine Overnight and Jack Blood of Deadline Live sitting in for Alex Jones.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of death. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Midas Resources, the real money, folks.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
There is a war on for your mind. There is no question about that. There is a war on for your mind. And this is Erskine sitting in for Alex Jones, along with Jack Blood of Deadline Live. And Jack, there is a war on for your mind. There's no question about it. We're seeing it every single day, and you've got to have your mind open. You can't rely on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, and Fox for your news. You absolutely can't anymore, can you?
Well, the establishment media is the death knell for the mind, so we really have to kind of wrap our mind up in armor, protect ourselves with that sword of truth. I mean, it is called an info war, and that term wasn't just made up by, you know, somebody out here in cyberspace, Erskine, that comes right from a white paper going back 40 years now, minimally. They had planned an info war on us, the people, so they've declared war. We're merely fighting battle after battle, and I got to say, we're winning some of them, Erskine. So that's
we are winning some of them. Let's go to Mike in Arizona. Mike, you're on the Alex Jones radio program.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
You know, I'm kind of speculating, but this Loftus interview that you all aired earlier, it looks to me like a bit of infighting between the Fabian faction and the Zionist Bolshevik faction of the New World Order. You know, the Fabians, of course, wanted their national ID card in the UK, and they weren't averse to using some Arabs and a little bit of terrorism to get it. The Zionist faction, on the other hand, to them, the only good Arab is a dead Arab. So they probably, you know, anyone that the MI6 got their hands on, they probably wanted them to lock up for life.
I think that's one of the major pluses that we're seeing, that these people with their egos and everything, it's sort of like watching the Highlander. Only one can survive. And I think that could be a real opening for those who want freedom, is the fact that you're going to see them fighting against each other.
That may be our only hope, Erskine.
We'll have to watch, because if this story gets spiked and buried and disappears and the transcripts are all gone, except, of course, we've made copies of all of these, then we'll know that it was an accident, that this guy Loftus wasn't supposed to go this far and say this. Regarding infighting, I mean, middle management is always infighting, and that's what I believe, you know, the controllers want. They want to keep them off balance. They know the plan, and I believe they're Fabian Socialists first and everything else second. So I think it's a good point, though. So I don't want to get too excited over any kind of infighting, because I see this as being engineered by the globalists.
Yeah, well, it's hard to call these guys Fabians when they're willing to kill 3,000 people at a time. But I mean, you know, that's not supposed to be the Fabian approach to things. They're supposed to be more genteel. But
it's a lot more genteel than killing millions of people, which is certainly the card they have up their sleeve. They could play that any time, make a phone call, and we got World War III.
Sure. Now, on the other hand, you know, I'm not sure how much credibility Loftus had. Loftus ran what amounted to a death squad out of the Justice Department, killing enemies of Israel for some time, and this was reported in the American Free Press, no great friend of Israel.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure how much credibility they have, but I'm inclined to think that there was some truth to that one. Whether I don't know what his position is today, but it's no accident when this guy appears on Fox News. I mean, they know who they're dealing with, and you know, what kind of credentials they have.
Right. Well, good point, and we're still trying to decode this story as it rolls out. But there's a couple of things we'll look for as the story develops, and I believe, again, if it disappears, we'll know that it was a bit of an accident. If it stays out there, then we're going to have to try to decode it. And I think the first way I look at this is, you know, the United States are the good guys, and Britain's the bad guys here, and they're getting ready for something. Because if there is a world war, we've got to know who the enemies are. Maybe the enemy's London.
I don't think they can afford to leave it out there, because it makes people question, and they can't afford to have people questioning the official versions of anything. You question one of these starts to break open in the major media, and then people are going to question everything, and they can't have people questioning, because God knows they may end up thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good point.
You're right. The city, Jack, as they call it, the Wall Street of London, really is probably our worst enemy in the world. These are the masterminds of most of the sinister stuff that's going on.
Is there any question about that? And you're absolutely correct, Mike, because look at it this way. Who did Arnold Schwarzenegger see the year before he got elected? He had to make a pilgrimage to Lord Jacob Rothschild.
Yeah, exactly. And that picture spoke volumes about the global control mechanism.
Didn't it?
Good
Didn't
call,
it?
Mike.
We're going to take a short break right now, and we'll be right back. Our number is 800-259-9231. Ron in New York, you are next up on the Alex Jones radio program. Erskine of Erskine Overnight and Jack Blood of Deadline Live sitting in for the great Alex Jones, who's off making a terrific video for you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll free 888-211-1715 and receive the book The Bible Says for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book The Bible Says by calling toll free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hi, I'm Tom Valentine, and I want to tell you about the sacral wedging. I don't endorse many products, but I'm endorsing this one. If you've got back pain, sciatica, hip pain, leg pain, knee pain, then you need to listen very closely to this message. For more than 10 years now, the sacral wedgie has helped thousands find relief from the symptoms and pain of back problems. Now, all you have to do is go to their website. You can read the testimonials and read all about it. On the internet, it is sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. sacrowedgie.com. Or you can use the toll-free number, 1-800-737-9295. That's 737-9295. Call them. It's only $29.95, and it really works.
Shining the spotlight on truth, it's the Alex Jones radio program. Sitting in for Alex, it's Erskine Overnight and Jack Blood of Deadline Live, which comes on right after the Alex Jones program on most of these stations. And Jack, welcome. It's a pleasure doing a show with you.
It's a pleasure doing a show with you, Erskine, as always. Maybe this is a tale of the tape. Maybe we should be doing a weekend show together. Who knows?
It might be fun. Now, Alex has a video out, which is Martial Law 9/11. The videos just keep getting better and better. This is not conspiracy theory. It's conspiracy fact. You've got to have this video and show it to your friends. The rise of the police state, like we have been saying, it's three films in one. Talks about the Bohemian Grove, talks about the police state. The number's 888-253-3139. And understand that my friend Jack Blood actually has a part in this video. You're co-starring, aren't you?
I have a small cameo in the film. But I got to tell you, I mean, sitting in for Alex Jones, being a guest on his program, and Alex really helped me kind of up through the masses to build a pretty big radio show of my own, Erskine, and getting a little cameo in his film, I mean, it is really an honor for me.
It certainly is. Let me give out that number. You can go to InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, or 888 888- 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Not only are you going to get an incredible video, but Alex doesn't ask you for money. He asks you merely to get copies of these videos, especially Martial Law 9-11. They take a lot of work, a lot of effort, and he doesn't do it just for free. He isn't getting rich off of this. This is one of the ways that he's able to get the programming out to you that is quite different from what the mass media is putting out. It's the one way to get the truth out, and he even says, make copies of the videos. None of Alex's work is copyright. Make copies of it. Get it out. Show it to your friends because he's interested in getting the information out. Martial Law 9-11, Rise of the Police State, 888-253-3139. Let's go immediately to the lines and Ron in New York. Hi, Ron. Thanks for waiting and happy to have you on the Alex Jones radio program.
I'll digress for a moment. I would like to hear a weekend show of both of you. I would listen, that's for sure.
Thanks, Ron.
What I'm calling up about is something that I believe by and large in most sectors has gone past without much notice. And it has to do with the law which was passed, legislation which was passed in the U.S. Senate on Friday, the Protection of Commerce and Firearms Act. I believe it was S-397.
Mm-hmm.
Well, overall, the law was a good idea. However, there was one single amendment added to it, which if you examine it, you have an understanding of the way law is written. You would understand that by its omission can do or undo the act.
That's New York, folks.
That's New York. Yeah, that's life here. Alarms everywhere you turn. You'll always hear them.
The casket of civilization.
Right,
sorry, New York.
Yeah, it's a basket case of civilization. That's what it is becoming. But anyway, getting back to what I was originally saying, this amendment deals with the following. Now, and please hear me carefully, and I ask the audience to examine what I'm going to say carefully, because I understand law. I have a background in law. It provides for the mandatory inclusion of trigger locks on the sale of a firearm, a handgun in particular.
Right. If someone steals a handgun, if it has a trigger lock on it, you're okay. If they steal your handgun and it doesn't, then you can be liable, right?
Well, what will happen is ultimately, because Congress does not immunize you as someone who has, let's say, a handgun without a trigger lock, who winds up being the misfortunate victim of a burglar, you will not legally be immunized. Now, that's an absurd premise, because here we will be double victimizing the victim of a larceny. Matter of fact, it's rather ironic that the legislation, the statutory language, does not even state there should be any civil liability or sanctions against the individual who steals the gun in the first place and then misuses it against a third party, but against the poor innocent victim who had the gun stolen out of his home.
Yeah, forget about personal responsibility. And Ron, this piece of legislation reminds me of holding bartenders responsible for serving drinks when a drunk driver goes out and kills somebody with his automobile.
Let's be honest. It isn't guns that kill people. It's bullets. We need safer bullets. We need bullets that won't hurt people. That's what we need because, you know, bullets hurt people. If we could have safer bullets. I mean, these people are absolutely out of their mind. You're looking at these things. You've got to say there's something, you know, they've got a screw loose, Ron.
Erskine, not only that, consider this. Because it's very specific statutory language. You can have a fellow who has his gun secured inside of a bank vault, but doesn't have a trigger lock, and if someone steals it, he's liable. And if another fellow has nothing more than a $10 trigger lock on his gun, he's not liable. And since when in any situation do we hold an innocent victim of a crime liable because the criminal misused the property he stole from the victim?
Well, here we have a conundrum because with all these school shootings, generally what's reported in the mainstream news is that you got that gun from Daddy. Daddy didn't have a trigger lock on it. It wasn't locked in a safe buried 20 feet underground, so therefore Daddy is responsible for his little boy going out and killing his classmates.
Well, if I recall, Jack, a good number of those shootings, and correct me if I'm wrong, the guns were secured. It's just that 16-year-olds are pretty clever, and they were able to get many of the security devices off the guns and still misuse them.
Well, these 16-year-olds and younger can get these tops off of these jars that they put on at the drugstore, these childproof jars. They can certainly get a trigger lock. Let's get real.
Those are the jars that I can't open, but
right.
my children can?
Right. I had one just the other day. I was looking at it, and it's almost impossible. I said, you got to get a kid who can open it because I can't do that one. But the fact of the matter is they are able to get the trigger locks off if they want to do it. But to hold the point that Ron's making is to hold the victim responsible twice. Not only is he victimized by being stolen, and then he's held as another person who is responsible for what the person does who steals it from him, is absolute lunacy.
Well, I have the solution. Just get rid of your guns and you won't have this problem anymore.
This is the conundrum that it creates. This is the chilling effect it creates. Trigger locks are inconsistent with having a gun to defend yourself because you can't take a trigger lock off fast enough to defend yourself when someone breaks into your house 3 o'clock in the morning.
Sure.
So what it does is it creates this conundrum and it sets up this rubric. Well, I'm afraid I'll get sued if I don't have it, so I'll have it on. Hence, someone comes in the house, I'm now devoid of the excuse of saying I need the gun to defend myself because I have a trigger lock on it. Thus, it's not a practical implement for self-defense. Thus, the whole self-defense argument collapses.
The only thing you can figure is that the people behind this law must be Hillrich and Bransby, because the only thing that you can do now is maybe a baseball bat as opposed to a gun, because it's rendering a gun totally useless. You're looking at this, you're saying, if I don't have a trigger lock on it, I could be arrested. If I do have a trigger lock on it, I can't use it.
Right.
It'll take me too long to get to it. So what are you doing? So we've got gun control through the back door.
Basically speaking, the whole purpose of this legislation was to stop that type of thing. And what this does is this one amendment to that act leaves this open to interpretation by the courts, the same courts, whatever you'd like to call them, liberal, activists, whatever.
Sure.
I think you understand my point. The same courts that brought us to the point where we needed legislation to remedy the situation, and what we are doing is essentially leaving, with this amendment, a loophole, a backdoor, to where the same litigious forces will come back and undermine probably 98 or 99% of the intent of this law by going back to the courts. Because remember, what Congress does not specifically address, what the legislative branch does not specifically address, is left to be defined by the judicial branch. And in this case, the judicial branch, at least from our point of view, has a very bad track record on this matter.
Secondly, isn't this a Hegelian dialect? You create the problem, then you create the solution that you want.
And within the solution, you're creating the problem over again. It's a circle. And in 5 years, we will be back to square one on at least 98 or 99% of the same issues that we were concerned about that drove at least conscientious persons to seek the passage of this law.
Well, it's the same type of law where they wanted to hold the gun manufacturers responsible for what was done with the product.
Well, guys, you know something? More cars are stolen in this country and used in crimes, whether to commit the crime or run down people in a chase after the crime, than guns. Yet there's no liability if you do not have an alarm on your car or a wheel lock on your car or an ignition lock on your car. So in that situation, this isn't even a question. Yet in the situation of firearms ownership, which is at least, no matter what, to some degree shielded by the Second Amendment, I don't care how anti-gun you are, the Second Amendment exists.
Hey, Ron, knock, knock, who's there? It's a home invasion. Oh, could you please wait, sir, till I get my trigger lock off my gun, and then I'll let you in?
Well, that's what I mean. Right, so it renders the concept of self-defense worthless. That's precisely what they're looking
for. Not in my house, Ron. Thanks for the call.
The call, Ron. Let's go to Kevin in Texas. Kevin, there are two things you shouldn't see being made. One is law, and the other is sausage, and and I also have a feeling that politicians should be thrown out of office. There are two things that need to be changed, politicians and babies, and for the same reason.
Kevin in Texas, you're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, gentlemen, thanks for having me on. That's
absolutely
a tough act to follow Ron there.
It is.
Jack, before I forget, will you and Ron, I know you're listening. Ron, will you call back in, leave your contact information for Jack Blood so that I can get a hold of you in the future? I really want to talk to you. But guys, thanks so much for what you're doing. Erskine, I've got to compliment you for jumping in with both feet on this and not trying to play the fence in the left-right game. You've accepted reality for what it is, and I'm just blown away by you. you know, believing in what we believe. I appreciate it. But earlier you guys were talking about MI5, MI6 using agents. It's come out that they've used them in Libya to try to attack Gaddafi. Well, the book that came out, I believe, in 2001, Forbidden Truth, it documents all of bin Laden's dialysis at the Dubai hospital. It goes into how they had hired all these 2,000 agents, al-Qaeda agents in Libya to try to assassinate in 99, 2000. And even in Soldier Fortune magazine, you could read articles almost on a monthly basis about us working with the al-Qaeda operatives in Kosovo and Macedonia, all in that region there. So it was no secret. I'll leave that for what it's worth. It's not a news story.
Well, look,
story.
I mean, and Britt Hume and some of the anchors at Fox will be the first to tell you that we never worked with al-Qaeda ever and never funded them, never trained them, and that's some big, I hate to use this term again, conspiracy theory. Well, now on their own network, it appears that they were wrong. Again, I mean, this is the thing, Kevin, and you've been listening to these shows for a long time. You've been doing your homework for many, many years now. We've been talking about this for 4, 5, 6 years, some of us for 10, 20 years. And, you know what, the mainstream media is just now reporting it and just now getting it. I mean, that's why you want to listen to the Alex Jones Show first.
You've got to wonder what they're up to when they start to reveal it. But I want to hit a couple news items for you guys real quick. Bush installs Bolton as U.N. ambassador.
That's right.
And quoting Bush, this post is, I won't try to do my Bush impression, but this post is too important to leave vacant any longer, especially during a war and a vital debate about U.N. reform.
So today,
I've used my constitutional authority to appoint John Bolton as America's ambassador to the United Nations. So apparently he's a constitutionalist now, but...
Yeah.
One other thing, King Fahd of Saudi Arabia died today, so let's see how that shakes up Saudi Arabia. I'm sure there's going to be a power struggle there and see how we play that. Again, guys, my hat's off to you. You do a fantastic job. Can't wait for Al to get back with his new footage. And keep up the good work, gentlemen. And, Ron, call back up. I want your contact information. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Kevin. Now, he brought up two things. First off, the King Fahd. I think the new King Abdullah has been running Saudi Arabia for quite a while. It's still a family enterprise. It's a ma and pa store. Come on, let's get real. But the other issue, and that's one that you wanted to talk about, Jack, is the Bolton nomination, and all of a sudden Mr. Bush becomes a constitutionalist, huh?
That's right, all of a sudden. Well, I mean, we should be pretty alarmed at this. First of all, John Bolton is a member of the Project for a New American Century. He's a member of JINSA, which is the Jewish lobbying group, which Dick Cheney and Rumsfeld and just about everybody from Project for a New American Century belongs to. He is a globalist of the first order. And if you think he's going in to reform the United Nations, you've got another thing coming. He's going in because they're lobbying and getting this war ready for Iran, and they need their controller there to make sure that they push everything through the UN Security Council. But to override the Senate, Erskine, and to use his post as a war president to, and that's the constitutional authority he's talking about, by the way, is that he's a war president, he can do whatever he wants, is not only startling and just shameful, but is something, again, that we need to call attention to the mainstream media about. I mean, I'm not going to see anybody talking about this. I'm really not, unless I'm listening to Disinformation Now, or better known as Democracy Now, Erskine. I'm not going to see any outrage, unless I'm listening to Air America, which, by the way, was the name of the CIA drug smuggling operation years ago, now the name of a new radio network, go figure. Unless I'm listening to those installations, I'm not going to hear any outrage of this, and it is outrageous.
Well, let's put the bottom line. Not only is Mr. Bolton involved in all those organizations that you're talking about, but even his employees, former employees, came forward to say he was just a sexist, nasty man.
Chose the Roosevelt Room in order to make this announcement. I don't know if we could read anything into that, but as we were discussing earlier, these guys like to put their calling cards on things, and they love the little marrying of these circumstances, and I'm sure that that certainly had some significance as well. But look, man, he couldn't get past the Senate, then he doesn't get in. It's just that simple. And you know, getting rid of the United Nations or reforming the United Nations, these are certainly good debates, but when I hear guys like Bush or Bolton talk about reforming the United Nations, When I hear guys like a former ambassador to Israel from the United Nations, Dory Gold, talking about it, all I really see is getting rid of Kofi Annan and putting in good old William Jefferson Clinton.
Absolutely. Now, one of the things that we need to talk about is we need to talk about CAFTA and what's going on with CAFTA, that passed, that's the Central American Free Trade Agreement. Now, let me tell you what is another issue, and this, I think, plays into what's going to happen with CAFTA. China will substitute the U.S. dollar for other currencies. They are making some major moves.
That's right.
They're reserved far fewer U.S. dollars. They're purchasing fewer U.S. Treasury securities. They're the largest holder of U.S. Treasury securities. Treasury bond rates are going to rise. Inflation is coming at us. The action of China will force up long-term interest rates, force down the value of the dollar. We're in serious trouble.
Well, all of those reasons you give are people using that same excuse to put together CAFTA to begin with. So it's interesting. Take a quick break. We'll come right back. More of the Alex Jones Show right after this. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is the Alex Jones Radio Program, and sitting in for Alex is Erskine of Erskine Overnight and Jack Blood of Deadline Live. Happy to be here. One of the things that I was talking about is what's going on with China and how they are going to substitute for the U.S. dollar other currencies, and how this is going to have a tremendous inflationary impact on the United States. Here's one thing that I found extraordinarily interesting. Walmart, the nation's largest retailer, largest employer in the U.S., private employer, imports 83%, 83% of everything it sells from China. If you go to Walmart, spend $50 a week, it's going up by 30 cents a week because of the currency differential. You're going, not really going to notice it, but over a year, you're paying 12 to 14% more. We're going to be looking at inflation. If you're not buying gold, you're in trouble. Russia has been looking to effectively take all the U.S. business to China away because Russia can produce, sell to China everything that we do. Aircraft, heavy machine tools, weapons, everything we could possibly sell to China, Russia can sell to them, and that's what they're looking to do. Unocal's got all cash offer of $18.5 billion to be bought by China. This is a major problem that we're facing economically, is this China situation. And now we're going to CAFTA. We're turning away, trying to go into a different situation here and organize a United States of the Americas, which will give up our sovereignty. You're going to see more jobs going south. We're going to be left with, what, a nation of shopkeepers or empty, no employment at all the way it's going, with the jobs being outsourced and with all the illegals coming across and all of the plants. Used to be you or your family or people worked at the plant. Now they're gone. What do you think, Jack?
Well, first of all, that's why I buy American and I support the mom and pop shops. I drive out of my way and pay a little more because, as you say, you know, you save a couple of bucks now off of Slave Mart, but you pay later. Let me bring, I got to change the subject because we cut Ron off a little bit earlier, Ron from New York, and it's very important to point out the bill he's talking about was in the Senate, S-397. It protects the gun industry from frivolous lawsuits. Of course, that's at least the pretext. Vote of 65 to 31 this afternoon. This still has to go to the House. So again, this particular gun bill, which demands you keep your gun locks on and you pay the price if someone breaks into your house and steals your gun without a gun lock, whether it was on there or not, I guess it will be, who will be the witness, the robber? When I got the gun, it didn't have a gun lock. I mean, you know, so I don't know what that really even means. But if you want to get involved in this, go to gunowners.org. That's, of course, the great site of Larry Pratt. Gunowners.org. That's Gun Owners of America, folks. Gunowners.org. Very simple. And find out more about S-397 and how you can stop that. If you're a gun owner, you enjoy your Second Amendment rights, you want to keep those, you better be like Ron in New York, reading all these bills, getting on top of this, and stopping these little embedded lines of legislation throughout all of the bills we have now. We still got a chance to defeat this in Congress.
Let me give one other website, JPFO, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, JPFO. Info.com is another great, Aaron Zellman, another great website on that.
Do we have time to set up CAFTA for the second hour here? I think we have about another minute.
Set it up.
According to many sources, CAFTA really may have lost. In fact, it did lose in the first vote just last week. According to many now checking it out, we found that only, in the House by only two votes, really, that it may have lost, because in going through the roll call of all the names of the vote for and against and checking those against the list of total membership, it was discovered there were two names missing. These two names are Charles Taylor and, we'll come back with the second name here as well. Both of them voted against CAFTA. Both of them magically lost their votes and disappeared. Second hour coming up. That would be the third hour. Alex Jones Show, Genesis Communications Radio Network. Stay tuned.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.